When I talk to people about the Family Disciple Me ministry, one of the very first questions I often get is, why did you name it Family Disciple Me? Well, if that's your question, I'm so glad you asked. I'm going to cue the intro and I'll be right back to share with you why the name Family Disciple Me. Welcome to the Family Disciple Me podcast. Our goal is to catalyze devotion-driven discipleship in our own lives and relationships, and then around the world. We do this through easily accessible biblical resources that help us meet with God and make Him known. We call this Seek Him, Speak Him. You can find out more about this, our ministry, and our resources at familydiscipleme.org. Hi, my name is Tasha Williams. I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. So let's spend this moment together seeking God in His Word about what He first has to say to us. Why does this ministry have the name Family Disciple Me? I'm so glad you asked. I believe that God has given this ministry this name for very specific reasons. You know, back when I was brainstorming this ministry, its name way back in 2017, I originally thought of the name Mommy Disciple Me, which was a very sweet name, a very sweet ministry idea. But I knew that God wanted us to have a greater presence than simply the mommy category of discipleship. And as I prayed about it and pondered it and meditated on it, there was one specific moment, and I can still see the space and the place, where I felt like God said to me, the name is Family Disciple Me. Well, it took us a little while to get there as far as renaming the ministry from Mommy Disciple Me into the bigger overarching umbrella name Family Disciple Me. It took us a hot minute or two to get our tax-exempt status to become a 501c3 nonprofit. But here we are today, Family Disciple Me. And still with this greater picture, this greater vision as a ministry name, it still raises questions. Why Family Disciple Me? In the book of Mark, there's a story recorded about Jesus as he was doing ministry and he was teaching and preaching and sharing the good news of the kingdom. And Mark 3, verse 31 says this, his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. That's from Mark 3, 31 through 35. Jesus took the idea of nuclear family and he expanded on it. And that's what we get the privilege to do within the Family Disciple Me ministry. You know, the word family in our name, it's both describing the nuclear family and the family of God. We are to be about the immediate people that God entrusts to us, our children, our grandchildren, those family members that we get to be close to. But here's the thing, in the family of God, it's not just about biological family. It's about all those that He's entrusted to us. I love at the end of Romans when the Apostle Paul gives a shout out to Rufus' mother and says, she has been a mother to me as well. And I believe that in this word, family, that's in our name as a ministry, we are describing both and, both our immediate families, that immediate context of the nuclear family, and the family of God in a bigger picture. The second word in our name is disciple. And you know, when I first started talking about this ministry name, I had somebody say to me, oh, no, you should not name your ministry with the word disciple. Nobody likes that name. That's a terrible idea to use that. You're going to turn so many people off. And I felt like the Spirit of God, when I went back to Him with that pushback, He said, no, that's the name. Because see, here's the thing, disciple, it's both a noun and it's a verb. The word disciple is an identity, our identity as Christ followers, but it's also an action. It's both a being and a doing. And as Christ followers, we're called to both. We're called to both be His disciple and go make disciples. And then finally, the third word in the name Family Disciple Me is me. This is both a personal, an individual, as well as a corporate calling that we have together. It's something that we share. It's about me, it's about you, and you, and you. It's about all of us as Christ followers coming together to live out this mission. So the name Family Disciple Me is very strategic because all it communicates to all of us on so many levels. I pray that even by hearing this, that you'll be encouraged to live out your mission of Family Disciple Me in the context of your nuclear family, whether your kids are little or they're grown, or whether they're kids that you love in the name of Jesus, like the mother of Rufus loved Paul. I pray that you will take this mission of disciple to be both your identity and your endeavor, that you will both be Jesus' disciple and that you will follow His command and go make disciples. And then finally, I pray that you will take the word me, that this is personal. This is your calling. This is your vision. This is your challenge as a Christ follower as much as it is mine. I love the name Family Disciple Me. I'm so blessed that God has given us that domain. He's given us that in our incorporation records. He's given that in all of our documentation for business and on bank account, on all the different things. But more importantly, and most importantly, it's a name that He embeds upon our hearts as our identity. Together, we stand and live out this mission, this calling for Jesus, for His glory, for our good, and for the good of those He entrusts to us. So my friend, be encouraged. Go live it out. Family, disciple, me. It's about all of us together reaching the lives of those that He's entrusted to us. Now, go with God. Be encouraged.